I'll turn it back on. Generally, do we pass like Yerushalmi? When it's against the Bavli, we don't pass like Yerushalmi. So if we have a Gemara in the Bavli that's against the Yerushalmi, we'll always go with the Bavli. But if we don't have a Gemara in the Bavli that's against the Yerushalmi, so by default, normally we're passing like Yerushalmi. The question of why we pass like the Bavli against Yerushalmi is also an interesting question. I think we may have discussed it in the introduction to the Nitziv, to the Amik Shela, right? But the Rif at the end of Maseches Erevin, I believe, says that the Bavli has a din of the Basra'a, Klape the Yerushalmi. The Bavli came later, and the Halachas Hilchasuk Basra, we follow the later opinions. But yeah, you're right. Generally speaking, we wouldn't pass on Yerushalmi, but that's only when it's against the Bavli. Very similar to the way the Poskim treat Kabbalah when dealing with Halacha. When are we choshesh for things like Kabbalah? When it's not against any halacha. But if it's against halacha, so the halacha is going to win over the Kabbalah. Unless you're a mekubal, then you say the Kabbalah wins over the halacha. But the halachists say that halacha wins over the Kabbalah. So again, the question is, Yerushalmi said, I'll say it for the benefit of the recording, I guess. The question is, John Samuel says he wants to listen to the recording. The question is that the Yerushalmi says that these Amoraim, Gedolei Amoraim, were sitting and having a meal together. Came time to Davin. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak got up to Davin. Rabbi Maisha says to him, what are you doing? I call a potter and a davar v'alsei nikra hedyot. And we know that you're potter once you start your meal to get up and Davin. And he said, well, Chasim could volunteer Kriyashma. Nah, Chasim is a different story. Chasim could volunteer Kriyashma because that's Kabbalah Sol Mach Shemaim. That's different. But you're just a hedyot if you get up to Davin in middle of the meal when it's not required. So again, Magen Avraham raises the question, what's a good chumrah and what's a bad chumrah? What's a hedyot chumrah and what's a viable chumrah? So much so, there's a long discussion of this topic in the Tshuvas Aparkasta Da'anya. The Tshuvas Aparkasta Da'anya, I included over here the biography from the Bar Ilan CD of who it is, because I didn't know who it was. I just saw that I just have the Sefer at home, and I saw he has this long discussion of the topic. It was written by Rav David ben Rav Baruch Kalanimus Sperber, one of the greatest Torah scholars in Romania during the pre-Holocaust period. He was born in 1875, the rabbi of Barshov, the second largest city in Romania, and after the Holocaust, he was a major leading rabbinic authority in Romania and dealt at length with the laws about women whose husbands disappeared, meaning he dealt with aguna problems like every major posek had to deal with after the Second World War. And then he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he made Aliyah, and he passed away in Eretz Yisrael in 1962. So he has a lot of a lengthy discussion on this topic, and he quotes from Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Chachma Shlomo in Yerideya. Rav Shlomo Kluger says the following, that let's say a person is shechting an animal, and he only needs the dam. He doesn't need the animal itself, he doesn't need the meat, he just needs the dam of the animal, for whatever reason. I don't know what you would need the dam for, maybe an ingredient in medication or something, he just needs the dam. And he's shechting a chaya, or an oaf. So is there a mitzvah of kisui adam? So yes, there is a mitzvah of kisui adam. So it says over there, ketzed yaseh, so what should you do to get out of the mitzvah of kisui adam? Don't do a kasher shechita, stab the animal. Do something that will kill it without a kasher shechita, then you won't have to do kisui adam. So Shlomo Kluger writes,
kisui adam is totally on shechita?
Yeah, apparently kisui adam is totally on shechita. So in fact, it may be the gemar of the shechita. It may be considered to be a single mitzvah, because the Shulchan Aruch says, it's on the gemara, that the guy who did the shechita should be the one to do the kisui. So it seems that the kisui is considered to be a chelek of the shechita. If you go to a shechita place, they'll likely let you do it, because it's not ma'akev that the shochet has to be the one that does the kisui. So I've done the mitzvah of kisui adam, even though I've never shechted anything. They'll let you do it, but really it is totally in the shechita. So if someone, and you can certainly accept, it's their problem if they decide not to finish it, even though the Shulchan Aruch says the shochet is supposed to finish the job and do the kisui. So Shlomo Kluger writes as follows, Nistapakti b'miyesh l'adam ezeh derech l'schayev atzmo b'ezeh mitzvah. Let's say you have the ability to be mechayev yourself in a mitzvah. V'yesh l'derech l'hepech lafkiyas atzmo in a mitzvah. And you have another way to get out of the mitzvah. Im neima shemuchliyev l'hachas atzmo l'mitzvah k'fish adas nota. So on the one hand you would say, if you have the opportunity to make yourself chayev in a mitzvah, or to avoid the chayev entirely, so I would think, oh, we have mitzvahs, you always want more and more mitzvahs. So go try to make yourself chayav mitzvah. Classic example, very good. Tzitzis. What's the mitzvah of tzitzis? If you're wearing a beggar adal kafos, chayav tzitzis. Mechitesi, you have to wear a beggar adal kafos. You don't. What do? Our minhag. We point out. In the Gemara points out in Menachos, and Tosfos makes a big deal about this in a few places in Shas, is that our minhag is we go out of our way to wear a beggar of dalet kanfos to create a chi of tzitzis just so we could do the mitzvah of tzitzis. That seems to be the logical thing. Says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, maybe no. Maybe we should say the opposite. Maybe you should dafka find the way out of the mitzvah because kalapatim and adav v'aseir nikra hadiot. Why create extra chiyuvim? Isn't creating extra chiyuvim and extra mitzvahs, doesn't that make you a hedyot? That's what Shlomo Kluger raises, the question he raises. Now the truth is, that Prakasta Danya points out, that's a very difficult line of Shlomo Kluger to understand. That has nothing to do with Kol HaPatim Radav V'Aseihu. Why does that have nothing to do with Kol HaPatim Radav V'Aseihu? Because let's say, I put on a beggar of Dal Kanfos. So right now, I'm chayiv in tzitzis. Once I put myself in the situation where the chayiv is created, then the chayiv is created. So then you're chayiv in tzitzis. Kalapatim radav v'aseihu means not that you shouldn't create the chayiv, it's that you shouldn't do it while you're still pater. If there is no chayiv, don't do it. Kalapatim radav v'aseihu is I don't have a chayiv at all and I'm doing it anyway. By the case of tzitzis, for example, or the case of kisui adam, once I shecht the animal, now I have a chi of kisui. So don't tell me, Kalapatim Radav Rosei is not going to tell me not to shecht the animal. Because once I shecht the animal, I've created a chi of. So you're allowed to create a chi of. Kalapatim Radav Rosei means don't do something when there is no chi of. But over here, there is a chi of.
So you don't cover up blood if you didn't shecht anything?
Right, exactly. It would be more analogous to covering up blood if you didn't do a shechita. What are you doing? That's hediotus.
Like if you stab the animal, let's say.
Yeah, if you stab the animal, well, you can cover the blood. Or you're covering the do kisei adam in a behema. What are you talking about? What's that accomplishing? Now, the truth is, those are two extreme cases. It's obvious that if you stab the animal, you don't do kisei adam. Or that if you kill a behema, not a chai or oaf, you don't do kisei adam. And it's also fairly obvious that once you do shechita, that of course that there's nothing wrong with doing shechita so you could do the mitzvah of kisui, right? And there's nothing wrong with wearing a beggar dal kavos so that you could do the mitzvah of tzitzis. The in-between case is the case of Yerushalmi, which was stopping a meal in the middle to daven. Why is that a little different? Because if I do kisui adam on dam of a behema, or if I do kisui adam on dam of a chayiv of that I stabbed, am I doing a mitzvah? I'm not doing anything. If I get up in the middle of my meal to daven, I'm still davening. Davening's still a mitzvah. It's just that I was putter when I got up to do it. So it's sort of not exactly, you know, like either of those cases. Yeah?
Two questions on the case of Yerushalmi. One, would it make a difference if it's a sudas mitzvah?
Would it make a difference if it's sudas mitzvah to get up in the middle?
Yeah.
It's already nikra hadyot, meaning you're saying that it would be even worse than nikra hadyot?
Possibly.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Could be.
Can't you also say
probably? I mean, then you have osik b'mitzvah. The question is, once you've already participated in the sudas mitzvah, how long do you have to make it extend? You have to keep on eating and eating. You already ate a little bit, so I don't know if you have a chiv to keep on eating and eating. It's just that you're pater, because it's normal to sit at your meal and not to disrupt it in the middle. But I don't know if the mitzvah extends, meaning if the chiv of the sudas mitzvah, the kiyum even, extends. I'm not sure.
The other thing, I don't know if this applied then when the Yerushalmi was written, but don't we know that you're supposed to daven us in for a meal? Would that change the factors, because let's say a person thinks he's going to forget the daven.
Yeah, so this is talking about where you start eating. The Gemara talks about this on Shabbos. It has to be where you start eating before the chiyuv to daven set in. Let's assume that that's the case. Now, so the questions are very straightforward. How does a woman volunteer Mitzvah Shazman Grama? Mitzvah Shazman Grama, we assume it's a good thing for a woman to volunteer. In Tshuvas Rav Pa'olim, he points out that the Arizal gives various for various mitzvahs, Sheshazman Grama, he gives reasons why women are pater. And he points out that it's a little strange, because of course they're pater, it's mitzvah Sheshazman Grama. Why does the Arizal have to give specific reasons why they're pater, from tzitzis, and from tefillin, Sfira Sa'omer? Why do you have to give reasons? We don't. Mitzvah Sheshazman Grama, women are pater. Good? So says the Rav Pa'alim, no, because normally, when it comes to mitzvah Sheshazman Grama, if you volunteer it, it's very good. What the Arizal is trying to show is that for certain mitzvah Sheshazman Grama, al pi Kabbalah, it's a bad thing for women to do. And for some reason, al pi Kabbalah, it has some sort of negative impact if women do it. But the general assumption is, if absent any Kabbalistic reasons not to, that it's a good idea for women to do mitzvah Sheshazman Grama, that it's nena mitzvah v'yose, and it's very similar to a katan being mekayim mitzvos. If a child is not yet a bar mitzvah, he's not yet a bar chiyuva, but if he does mitzvahs, it's great. It's fantastic to do mitzvahs, to volunteer mitzvahs. So how does that jive with the idea of kol ha'patur min hadavar v'aseihu? And the other question is, in general, chumras in general, like we pointed out from the Magen Avraham, chumras in general, how does it work with kol ha'patur min hadavar v'aseihu? So one way of dealing with it, we'll suggest various approaches today and see how viable they are. One approach is the tshuvas ha'prakasta da'anya, and source number 10 over here tries to show from the Yerushalmi that it was a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. I mean, the Yerushalmi involved the conversation. There were two gedolei amoraim. They were sitting and having a meal. One of them got up to daven. The other one said, "What are you doing? Kalapatim radar velseyu." And the one who got up to daven stood his ground. He said, "It's just like a chasen and kriya shema." And the other one who didn't get up said, "No, that's different. It's kabbalah somach shemaim." But what about the guy who got up? What does he hold? So he did he relent in the end? Did he say, "Oh, you're right, my bad, I made a mistake"? So no, apparently it's a machlokas amoraim. He says, "Hare the high klal of the kolapater beplukta shanui." The Rav Gamliel libid Rav Shimon bar Yochai lo svir lei high the chizkiya klal v'hashta nicha madlo etikar Ram v'atur shulchan aruch divrei chizkiya klal. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Mishum desfir leidein alacha kavasei b'ha. V'afil divrei atosos menachas lam beiz, reisham beiz, ha'kasav lai regil nusartei tsefer tarot tfilin, kivan delo bayis here to k'zamim b'yushalmi. Says, what about Tosfos? Tosfos mentions kol ha'patim ha'dav v'aseh. Okay, so Tosfos obviously holds that we paskin that way, that there's kol ha'patim ha'dav v'aseh. But it's not so clear that anybody else holds that we paskin that way. It could be that it's a machloka. So that would be a very simple way out, to just say that we reject the la'alacha.
Yeah. Can you see there's also a difference between potter and not chayav? Like a chas on the night of his wedding, he's potter from kriyas shema. Right. But a three-cornered garment is not chayav in tzitzis. So you could say that person who puts tzitzis on a three-cornered garment, that's what kol patter is talking about.
But the case in the Yerushalmi was getting up to daven in the middle of a meal. How would you categorize that? Potter or is not chayv?
I don't know.
I mean, so the Achronim say things similar to what you're saying, maybe even the same, we'll see. But the challenge that they're going to have is fitting it with Yerushalmi. So let's take a look.
The text of Yerushalmi was that it came to this amount of tefillah while they were eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could say that they weren't chayv yet, so that he was maybe potter at the time, and then he did it, so it would sound more like towards the chas, sort of. Same more towards like the tzitzis kind of case where
there's no chiv whatsoever.
Yeah.
No, like we pointed out, there's no mitzvah at all. So let's see. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on this in Minchas Ashrei. I photocopied the entire piece in the back of the packet. It's in Simen Hay in Bereishis. Pretty much all the Marma comes except for the Aparkasta Danyas and maybe a couple of others come straight from Rav Asher. And he suggests several approaches to dealing with this question. So first is, he suggests, maybe there's a difference between los ases and ases. So if you would have just told me that, the difference between los ases and ases, I would have said, if you volunteer a mitzvah saseh, what would you say? If you had to make a distinction, which one is a good thing to do, which one is a stupid thing to do? To volunteer a mitzvah saseh or volunteer a mitzvah los saseh? Yeah, I would think volunteering a mitzvah saseh would be a smart thing to do, would be a good thing to do. You're doing a positive thing. But to volunteer mitzvahs los aseh, like if I were to say, you know what, I'm not going to go to funerals or cemeteries anymore. I'm not a kohen, but I'm going to volunteer to keep that mitzvah of not becoming tameh. Or I'm not going to, I don't know, any to volunteer a los aseh that's not shaykh for me. That just doesn't apply to me. So does that make sense that a person's going to volunteer a los ase? So I would have said the distinction would be in that direction. That to volunteer an ase is wonderful, is a chumra, is a tzaddik, is great. To volunteer a los ase is stupid. What are you doing when you're volunteering a los ase? That's how I think Menachas Chinuch writes when he talks about katanim. How do we understand the mitzvah of chinuch by a katan? There are two ways to look at it. One way of understanding the mitzvah of chinuch is that you have to train the child to know how to behave like a Jew, so that when he becomes an adult, when he becomes bar mitzvah, it's not going to be like, oh my God, everything just changed. It's all like, you know, no more ham sandwiches. I can't believe it. You know, it's no more pepperoni pizza. So reflection said pepperoni pizza is gewaldig. No more pepperoni pizza. It's going to change his whole life. So it's going to be too difficult. The other way to look at it is not about the training per se, but that we want him to, that the geder of chinuch is that we teach him to do things as an eino mitzuva viosa, that he's not commanded to, but he should volunteer the mitzvos. Now, to train someone to do something as an eino mitzuva viosa makes sense on mitzvos asei, says Minchas Chinuch. It doesn't make sense on mitzvos los asei. What do you mean eino mitzuva viosa and mitzvos los asei? If you're not commanded in it, you're not commanded. It's not for you. I shouldn't volunteer all the mitzvos of Kohanim or the mitzvos of Melech or I don't know, whatever the restrictions are for different people. Why should I volunteer those things that are los assays? Doesn't seem to make sense. Rav Asher suggested in the opposite
way,
direction.
The other way around, like, if you volunteer an assay, then you're just like making up a mitzvah.
Okay, good. So we'll see in a second.
How would you apply that to Nazirus?
Nazirus, that is the mitzvah. It's in the Dharma in general, is that that's the chiddush of Nedarim and Nazirus, that you have the right to make up those, you know, to be mekabel those mitzvahs. That's the whole parasha. They're not mechuyev, no one's mechuyev in it. But those things where there is a chiyuv for me to accept it, and when I'm not part of that chiyuv, that's what would seem to me to have been the approach. The problem, of course, is that yeshiva besukkah is a mitzvah saseh. And yet the Rama says that I'm a hedyot if I volunteer to say. The Yerushalmi says he got up to daven. Davening, it's a sasei. It says he's a hedyot from it. So every case we have where someone volunteers something, it happens to be an assay. So that's why Rav Asher's first suggestion is the exact opposite. That maybe volunteering a mitzvah sasei, you're nikra hedyot, but volunteering low sasseis, on a lav is not nikra hedyot. But wait, how does that make sense? Would that mean to suggest that I'm not a hedyot if I decide? Oh no, my kid's school is canceled for tomorrow already. That's bad news. Okay, sorry. I normally don't like check emails in the middle of shiur, but I had a bad feeling about that one. No one would say that if I decide I don't want to become Tameisim anymore, that's a good idea. I don't think that's what Rav Asher is saying. What he means by los assay is if I take extra precautions to avoid violating a los assay, meaning I take extra care to not be in a position where I'm going to have to violate a los assay, that's not nikra hedyot. That's a viable, good chumrah. Like, let's say, for instance, the halacha says that I'm allowed to travel in a car on Erev Shabbos, you know, within 5 hours of Shabbos from Manhattan to Long Island, right? Because it doesn't never takes 5 hours. But I decide that I'm going to be mekabel chumra, I'm never going to get into a car after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, because I just never want to risk it. So, am I mechuyev to do that? No, there's no chuyev to take upon such a chumrah. But is that an admirable thing? Do you say you're called a hedyot? That's very admirable. You're doing whatever you can to avoid violating los assay. Meaning, the more gedarim you build around los assays, the better off you are. And that would fit with the lashon. What's the lashon? Kalapat min adavar ve'oseihu. Ve'oseihu is asay. So that's when you're nikra hedyot. When you do something that you're not mechuyevim. The problem, of course, with that is it flies in the face of the entire concept of eino mitzuva v'yosa. of women doing mitzvahs, women volunteering mitzvahs, Seishas Mangrama, where they're Enim Tzuv Yosef. Or a Summa, we just had in the DRS Shabbaton, Avi Greenspan, right? So the Sugya and Kiddush and Davlam et Alf discusses about a Summa's attitude toward mitzvahs. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Yosef, if you look in source number 12, very well-known Gemara, I think. The Gemara tells us, Amr Rav Yosef, Mereish hava amina mandava amr li alach krabi yudda amr psum patr mina mitzvos avinu yama tovel rabbanon. I used to think that anyone who would come along and tell me that a summa is patr from mitzvos, I'd make a big party for the rabbis, because Rav Yosef was blind, and he says, dahalom ifkadna vaavidna. I'm not mitzuva, and I do the mitzvahs anyway, so I'd be getting so much more schar. But then I heard Rabbi Chanina, gadol mitzuva v'yosu yosu mishayna mitzuva v'yosu, that it's better to be mitzuva than to not be mitzuva. So I said, you know what, if anyone tells me that ain't alach Rabbi Yehuda, I'd make a yom tov l'rabbanan. If you tell me that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that I'm mitzuva in mitzvahs, then I'd make a yom tov. Either way, it's okay to volunteer mitzvahs. It's just a question of what's gadol. Is it better to be mechuyev or better not to be mechuyev? But these are mitzvahs asay, and everyone agrees a summa is allowed to volunteer a mitzvah asay, and you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda was only talking about lavin, that he was saying that Rios was only talking about lavin. That yeah, I volunteer los asays, not asays. Now you can't say that because all of the rishonim hold that a summa is chayiv and los asays. No one says that a summa is allowed to eat a ham sandwich, and no one holds that a summa is allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Nobody holds that. So obviously the whole conversation is about mitzvah saseh, and he's still assuming it's a positive thing to volunteer in mitzvah saseh. So it seems that this first approach, that mitzvah saseh, you're called a hedyot, all mitzvah saseh, you're called a hedyot when you volunteer, can't be. Just can't be. It's against all of Shas. Yeah.
So is there such thing as being pater from aloha saseh?
Being pater from aloha saseh, yeah. Meaning that I'm not mechuyev in that love. There are lavin that are only for certain people. I give the example of Tumas Kohanim.
But that's your pater from, like, from what?
So what do you mean? What do you mean by that? Yeah, I'm pater. I'm not including that love. I'm not responsible for that love.
But pater implies that you were matuva, but then you're not. Like there's.
Oh, okay, good. So we'll get to that also. Is there maybe a difference between someone who was once obligated and then became pater versus never being included in the first place? Good. We'll get to that also. Parenthetically, why is it that Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef Yosef Mishayna Mitzvah V'Yosef? Why is it better to be commanded in the mitzvah than to not be commanded in the mitzvah? So there are three basic shitos in Rishonim about this. Tosos Maseches Kiddushin says that the stress, Lufam Tzara Agra, in general, the schar you get for a mitzvah is based on how much stress you have in doing the mitzvah. The stress of having the pressure to know that you must do that mitzvah makes it more challenging to do it than if you know that you're, to borrow the expression, you're playing with the house's money, meaning that you have nothing to lose, that, you know, if I do it, then I'm good, and if I don't do it, it's okay also. So that you don't have any stress in volunteering the mitzvah, so that's why it's better to be mitzvah yosi, you get greater schar. That's what Tosfos writes. The Ritva writes, in the name of the Ramban, that, no, it's the Yetzer Hara is greater. It's not the stress, it's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara works on you to tell you not to do things that you're mechuyev to do. The Yetzer Hara will take a vacation when you're thinking about doing things that you're not mechuyev to do. The Yetzer Hara is not going to be on guard for that. So you don't have to fight as much of the Yetzer Hara. That's why Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef. But my personal favorite answer is the Drash HaSaran. Drash HaSaran, Drash Hay, says, how do we know what God wants us to do? How do we figure out what God wants us to do? If he makes a mitzvah and tells us what to do, so then it's obviously something he wants. You know why Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef Yosef Mishayna Mitzvah V'Yosef? Because if God told me he wants me to do it, then it means that it's important to him that I do it. And if he didn't tell me he wants me to do it, then it's not so important to him that I do it. Everyone goes with Tosos. I don't know, everyone, whenever they explain Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef, they seem like Tosos, the stress, the Yetzer Hara, this. I thought this is the most Pashtun answer, no? Mitzvahs aren't, you know, feel good things. It's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to do. If Hashem thinks it's important for me to do, he'll tell me to do it. And if he doesn't think it's so important for me to do, he won't tell me to do it. So Mitzvah Yosef is greater because Hashem thinks it's important. I just thought that was the most pashut approach. So the problems with this first general approach to Kalapatim Radar Valseyu is Summa doesn't work. Nashim doesn't work because we assume women are allowed to volunteer mitzvah. There is a major discussion whether women are allowed to be mevarich on mitzvah shazman grama. Can they make brachos on mitzvah shazman grama? Okay, that's a different discussion. That's a machlok between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos and all over Shas say that women are allowed to be mevarich. Rambam says they're not allowed to be mevarich on mitzvah shazman grama. And it's a machlok mechaber and Rama. So Sephardi women do not or should not make a bracha mitzvah shazman grama. Ashkenazi women do. Ravadi Yosef made a melchemes mitzvah out of this. He holds that this is the most important michshol that all Sephardi women nowadays, because of their evil Ashkenazi neighbors, you know, are becoming jealous of the Ashkenazi neighbors who get to make brachas on sukkah and lulav, and Sephardi women started to make brachas on these things also. Rav Avadya says it's terrible, this is against the halacha, and he's so into this discussion and into this fight that he says Ashkenazi women shouldn't either make brachos. And he tries to bring raya's that Rabbeinu Tam didn't really hold that they should, only that they could. And he goes to great lengths. The reason I'm mentioning this, someone came over to me yesterday and asked me, Shaila, about what if you hold something's mutter, someone else you hold something's asr, someone else holds its mutter. You paskin one way, they paskin another way, both based on reliable poskim. Can you have them do it for you on Shabbos, let's say? Let's say you hold it's opening an Arizona can is usher, but somebody else holds that it's mutter. Can you have them open it for you on Shabbos? Or you don't hold by the Erev, someone else does hold by the Erev. Can you have them, not here, over here everyone holds by the Erev, but can you have, I shouldn't say that, Rav Shechter doesn't hold our Erev, but North Woodmere, even Rav Shechter would hold the Erev. Can you have, we have a better Erev than you. Can you have, we don't have a train going right through. Can you have them carry for you on Shabbos? So the person said that he thought to be medayik from Rav Avadya not to, because Rav Avadya says that if a Sephardi woman hears an Ashkenazi woman make a bracha and mitzvah shazman grama, she shouldn't answer amen, because she's being mesayei and over avera, because l'shitasa, the woman's doing a bracha levatala, she's doing an avera. So I said, you can't bring any rice from anything Rav Avadya says about women making brachas and mitzvah shazman grama. He made such a melchemes mitzvah out of this. You know, his title is that Ashkenazi women shouldn't make a bracha. I mean, that's against every Ashkenazi posik. So Rav Avadya will find a posik who says it. So he says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was an Ashkenazi posik, and he said this way. But then the other 900 million Ashkenazi posikim throughout the years never said this way. So I don't think you can bring any rice from that. It happens to be a good shayla. I don't know what the answer is, but I don't think you can bring any rice from that issue. A second approach, Rav Asher quotes from the Vilna Gaon, from the Shnos Eliyahu. He's in Oz Beis, in Milchas Asher. Shnos Eliyahu writes, maybe it could be mechalik between, it says, kol she mitzvah hi be'etzem, ela shalo hitzrichu chacham la'sosa. Something that is a mitzvah, it's just that the chacham didn't require you to do that, so then it's an enem mitzvah v'yosa, and you're doing a good thing. But when there's no mitzvah at all, then there's no to'eles, then you're a fool. Meaning, let's say Rabbi Tarfon, the beginning of Brachos, and the Mishnah Brachos says, what did Rabbi Tarfon do? There's machlokas between the Beisham and Beis Hillel. What does B'shachachav Kumecha mean by Kriya Shema? Do you have to say Kriya Shema at the time of Shchivan, at the time of Kima, when people normally go to sleep and when people normally wake up, but it doesn't have to be physically standing up or sitting down or lying down? Or Beis Shammai says, no, B'shachachav means that the nighttime Shema has to dafka be said in a lying position. So Rabbi Tarfon tried to do like the Beis Shammai, and he almost lost his life. Muggers, bandits came and attacked him. He was on the road, and he tried to do like the Beis Shammai. And the Chacham said to him, you deserve what you got, because you were trying to do like the Beis Shammai. It's a stupid thing to do. Why would you try to do like the Beis Shammai? So he says, because according to the Beis Hillel, when you're lying down, you're accomplishing nothing. There is no kiyum in lying down, according to the Beis Hillel. You're not being mekayim anything. So that's hidyotus. If you do something that you're not even mekayim anything at the end of the day. But when you're going to be mekayim a mitzvah, like a woman in mitzvah shazman grama, or a suma, if a suma's pater in mitzvah shazman grama, so then it's not nikra hedyot. He says, according to this, women are included in the Seisha Zman Grama, because you could be mechalik between those who are bechlal a mitzvah and then pater from it, because there's no mitzvah, to those that were never included bechlal v'chiyuv. Meaning, the thing is what Evan was saying before. Let's say there is a mitzvah, I'm normally included in the mitzvah, but then there's something that exempts me right now. I'm chayv in sukkah, but it's raining right now. So if it's raining, I'm pater from sukkah. Versus a woman, never chayv in sukkah. She never had the chayv in the first place. So, the Gros suggests that when I was included in a mitzvah, and then I was mufka from the mitzvah, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me, no, you have no business with this mitzvah. As opposed to someone who's just never mitzvah. They were just never included in the original mitzvah. There was never a direct statement that you are mufka from the mitzvah. It's just that they were never included. They were never included in the chiyuv. So when I was included in the chiyuv, but then there was a patur that's mafkia me from the mitzvah, so then maybe it would be a hedyot if I do it. That's why if you sit in sukkah when it's raining, you're a hedyot. Why, when a woman sits in sukkah, same mitzvah, it's sukkah! Why is she lauded as an enum mitzvah v'yosa, a wonderful, great thing? Because we never mafkia her from the mitzvah. She was just never included in the first place. That's the approach of the Shnos Aliyah. The problem is fitting it with the Yerushalmi. Because what's the example of the Yerushalmi? It's davening. So by davening, it's hard to say there's no mitzvah saseh. I'm not being mekayim anything when I daven. Of course I'm being mekayim something when I daven. So it's, although it does fit a little bit with that idea that that I'm mufka from it. That once I'm eating, it's something I was chayiv in. But eating a meal is mafkia me from the mitzvah. So it does fit somewhat with that idea. Another possibility suggests. Well. Let's just another one or two possibilities, then we'll call it a day. Another possibility suggests is that maybe if the whole world is part from the mitzvah, this was not a mitzvah for anybody, then there's no sense in volunteering a mitzvah. But if other people are chayiv in the mitzvah, it's just me that's pater, then I can volunteer. Why would it be okay for a sumah for an isha? Because men are chayiv in the mitzvah. In fact, what do we say by the bracha? Why is it that Ashkenazi women are able to say asher kidshanu mitzvosa vitzivanu on, you know, leishiv basukah? So why is it okay? They're not mitzvah. Why is it okay for them to say vitzivanu? Isn't that sheker? So the Rishonim deal with the question, the Bali Atosis deal with this. That's why the Rambam says not allowed to say it. It's sheker. So the Bali Atosis point out, Vitzivanu doesn't mean them personally. It means Klal Yisrael's Vitzivanu. Klal Yisrael's commanded, so they don't have the personal obligation, but since Klal Yisrael's commanded, they could join in with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Good? Maybe on that, on a different level, we could say the same thing about volunteering mitzvahs in general. That you could say that when is someone going to be pater from a mitzvah? When is it a hedyot if you do a mitzvah? That's when there's no chiyah for anybody. But if Klal Yisrael is commanded in the mitzvah, and I am personally not obligated, but I want to join in with the rest of Klal Yisrael, then that's a wonderful thing to do. The Katan, the Isha, the Suma, that's great. That's how the Ritva explains why women can volunteer mitzvah Shazman Grama. So why is the chasan, in the case of the Yerushalmi, had it not been for the fact that it was kriyashman's kabbalah shel malach shemayim, we said the chasan would be called a hedyot, because anyone who's a chasan would be pater. Meaning anyone in that situation, any member of Klal Yisrael, there's no class of people in Klal Yisrael that would be chayiv in that situation. Anyone in that situation would be pater. As opposed to the isha, not everyone in her situation would be pater. A man would be chayiv. So that would explain the chasan. That would explain, would it explain the meal? It would explain the meal also. Get the Yerushalmi case from the meal also. Why? Because anyone who's in the middle of a meal is pater from getting up and davening. Anyone in that situation would by definition be pater. Another possibility, although this does not, well, this may fit. Another possibility, he quotes from the Chida in the Pesach Einayim, that maybe it's good to be machmer when it's ben al mechavera. That's when you're not nikra hadiyot. Ben al makom is nikra hadiyot. Because Why? What's the svara? What's the svara? What defines a mitzvah bein adam makom? Is what Hashem wants. Similar to what we said in the Ran. Hashem wants you to do it, He asks you to do it. If He doesn't want you to do it and you do it, then you're just doing stupid things. You're not worshiping God because God didn't ask for it. What defines a mitzvah bein adam lechavero? Let's say I do something to make somebody else very happy, but it doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah. Like, I don't know, bikur cholim. Doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah. It's not in the Chumash. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It doesn't appear in the Chumash.
Don't we learn it out from it?
From what? From v'haftal recha kamocha we learn it out. Oh, v'haftal recha kamocha defines it. What's the gedder of v'haftal recha kamocha? How do you define? What's an act that is a mitzvah? Ben on the chaveru. How do you define that? So pashtus is v'haftal recha kamocha means be nice. No? Do something that somebody else will appreciate, that's good to other people. You don't have that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't need me to be nice to Him. Hashem wants me to fear Him and love Him and do mitzvos. What are mitzvos? Things that He commands me to do. To volunteer things that He doesn't command me to do is not being nice to Hashem, it's just being stupid. It's being a hedyot. That's me deciding I don't want to become tamei to mesim anymore. That's just stupid. But when it comes to Beinam L'Chavero, anything you do to make somebody else happy or feel good or anything along those lines is a mitzvah Beinam L'Chavero. So you may not be mitzuva. It may be that the mitzvah will tell you, you know what, you don't have to give this guy tzedakah. Or you don't have to do, you know, in certain situations, you don't have to go out of your way for this person. If you do it, are you a hedyot? Of course not. Problem is, it doesn't answer our question. Because women still sit in sukkah, and that's been on the makom. So it doesn't really help us in terms of answering our question. It helps us understand the concept of hedyot a little bit, or why it's not called a hedyot when you do things been on the chavero, but what about all the women in Summa? It doesn't help answer our question, really.
If they want to, so be on the chavero, I'll say they can.
Rabbi Tzion Uziel in his tshuva says that's why there's a halacha zaken venilfi kvoda. Let's say it's a person's beneath his dignity to do certain mitzvahs. So does he have to do it or not? So there's a specific halacha by Hashavas Aveda that if picking up the Aveda is beneath his dignity, you don't have to do Hashavas Aveda. Let's say you're a big chash of Rosh Hashiva or just anybody really, and you find a pair of dirty underwear in the street. So the owner may want the underwear back and it has a simen in it or something. So do you have to be machriz, you know, anyone lost the other? Do you have to go pick it up and start carrying it around town? So it's going to be very humiliating to carry such a thing around town. So Zaken Ve'en Ulfi Kvodo is part of Hashavas Aveda. But by Hagadas Eidos, Zaken Ve'en Ulfi Kvodo is also part from Hagadas Eidos. We have halachos about a Kohen Gadol and a Melech not having to go to Beis Din to be made. If it's Ve'en Ulfi Kvodo. Yet Shulchan Aruch paskins that a Zaken Ve'en Ulfi Kvodo could be machmir and do Hashavas Aveda. But a Zaken Ve'en Ulfi Kvodo should not be machmir by Hagadas Eidos. Says Rabbi Tzion Uziel, because one is Beinam L'Chavero, one is Beinam L'Makom. Hagadas Eidos is not a mitzvah Beinam L'Chavero. Because just like you have a mitzvah of Hagadas Eidos to be Mezakeh, your friend, you have a mitzvah of Hagadas Eidos to be Mechayiv him also. So it's not a mitzvah Beinam L'Chavero. That's between you and God. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is Beinam L'Chavero. So whenever you want to volunteer and do something extra Beinam L'Chavero, wonderful, you're a tzaddik. You want to volunteer and do something extra Beinam L'Makom, you're a hedyot. It's great, but it doesn't answer the woman and the suma. The svar is very nice.
What about Nazir? Nazir is like...
But again, Nazir is built into the system that you volunteer in. That's the nature of Nazirus.
But this God wants you to be a Nazir?
So that's actually a discussion in the Gemara Nazir, right? The Gemara tells the story in Nazir and in Nedarim about the fellow who became a Nazir. And was it Shmuel HaKatan said that I never liked that anybody became a Nazir except for this one guy who came to the Beis HaMikdash to bring his karban, and I said, you have this beautiful hair, why are you being megaleach this hair, what did you see that made you want to become a Nazir? And the guy said, well, I was by the water, I was shepherding the animals, and I saw my reflection and I saw how beautiful my hair was, and I said, ah, why am I taking pride in this? And agaleach l'shamayim, I'm being megaleach this hair. Oh, okay, kamoscha yarbin nazir, nazir nazirus be Yisrael. But other than that, we don't like it. We don't think it's a good idea. Why don't we think it's a good idea? Because we don't think people can handle it. The average person can't handle being a Nazir. We think that people aren't going to make it, that they'll become Tamei in the middle, and then they're going to violate their Nazirus, and it's going to turn out that they're going to do an Aver. That's what it was, Nazir Tamei, the Zlash on the Gemara. There. I never saw a Nazir Tamei that I was happy about. Because if he became Tamei, he showed that, and he has to start again, he blew it. So that's the thing, but otherwise, he's more precious and more Kedusha. Good, let a guy be Parish and Kadosh. So it is a mitzvah. There was a Nazir, right? One of Rav Kook's Talmidim was known as the Nazir. You know this?
Goran's father.
Yeah, I think it was from Goran's father. It was the
Nazir.
What?
His bedroom is in the Tiv,
really?
The Goran family owns the Nativ building, so they kept his room.
Really?
Yeah.
Nazir room.
It's called the Nazir.
Actually, Shafta told me he once met him. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, he had to bring something to one of the Salvatrix. He was sent with an envelope or something. And in the same building, the Nazir lived in the same building. And he was there with his wife. He was just married. Not just married. He was married for a few years and didn't have children yet. They went to Eretz Yisrael to get brachas. So he said he saw the Nazir lives in the same building. So he knocked on the Nazir's door, and the Nazir, he had a whole conversation with the Nazir. He said it was a wild conversation. So the Nazir said, I think this is what he said to me. He said the Nazir said to him, where does it say Avira Da'ari Yisrael Machkin, that the heir of Eretz Yisrael gives you more chachma? So where does it say it in Shas? So Shechter said, he asked Rebbetzin Shechter. He asked Rebbetzin Shechter, where does it say it in Shas? And Rebbetzin Shechter said, I don't know. So he said to Rav Shechter, tell her. So Rav Shechter said, I don't know where it says it in Shas. He says, what? You don't know where it says it in Shas? How can you not? So you know?
Right.
So that's from the Netziv Saktam to the Shiltos. Second time today we mentioned the Netziv Saktam to the Shiltos, but I don't think it says that Lashon. Netziv uses that Lashon. I don't think it says in Shas in that regard. The Gemara says that, you know, Didon Adifim Minach or something like that, but not like Aviradar Yisrael Machim. I think it's in Bab Basra in the 8th paragraph when it talks about Yerusha, that somehow that to figure out the Yerushas Ha'aretz and the Nachlos in Eretz Yisrael, so they only, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were able to figure out who gets what to be Mechalik Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole din of Avir Da'aretz Yisrael. That's what the Nazir, I think he was trying to impress on Rav Shechter that you could become a Talmud Chacham in Chutz La'aretz also. That people make much to do about nothing about Avir Da'aretz Yisrael Machim. It's not like you can't be a Talmud Chacham in Chutz La'aretz. It's not what it means. It's a special din in Chiluk Ha'aretz, in Kibush V'Chiluk or something like that. But, one second, what was I saying? One more approach, and we'll stop. There's a Mordechai at the beginning of Maseches Brachos in source number 29. The Mordechai says that Haragil b'chasidus lo amur bo dinikra hediot, kivin shu ragil b'derech zu b'kal davar. That someone who's ragil b'chasidus, someone who has a lot of hanhagos that he's a chasid in, that he's always doing a little extra chumras. So that if it's normal for him and he's a bal madrega where it's normal for him, so then you wouldn't say he's nikra hediot. So essentially, it all depends on the person. It all depends on who you are. So what happened in the Yerushalmi? And two Amoraim were arguing. One of them gets up and says, I'm going to go daven. The other one says, no, you're nikra hediot. Why? Because I don't think you're such a bal madrega. He says, but I think I am such a bal madrega. So I think I can do it. Says Rav Asher Weiss, there is a minig that many chassidim have. That they stay in sukkah even when it's raining. The Rama says nikra hediot. So Chabad do it. Chabad does it. Rav Asher says that the sons of chassidim do it also. That the Divrei Chaim used to do it. They had such a minag. So he says maybe it's because he was ragel b'chassidus. And maybe when you're ragel b'chassidus, it takes away the hediot status. Again, would not explain why women are all volunteering with Seishas Mangrama. Does that mean the ragel b'chassidus? Maybe it means that there's differences between chassidus versus, you know, for different mitzvahs. For something like sukkah, it's not a big deal for them. So that level of chassidus, they are ragilin, and therefore they can volunteer something like that. But this is part of the bigger picture of when it's appropriate to take chumras, and not every chumra is appropriate for every person. Even a chumra that's not going to be yasidu de kula is not always appropriate for every person. The chumra has to be appropriate for the level that a person is at. Okay, we'll stop there.